Clinicians, your patients and clients choose who they trust. A podcast can help you build that trust and save you time before anyone contacts your practice. Before you press record, it's my free checklist. You can get it now over at tobygoodman.com. In this episode, I'm going to help you understand how to position your podcast to support your healthcare practice. Hi, I'm Toby Goodman from tobygoodman.com. If you decide to start a podcast, the first question that usually comes up is, what should this be about? Now, that sounds straightforward enough, but it isn't a useful question. Often, this is where you start looking for topics, thinking about what other podcasters are doing and how to keep it interesting enough to keep going. But the danger is that a podcast like that becomes something separate from your work, something you have to come up with ideas for, and another task that seems unrelated to your business. So I'll let you into a little secret. My clients don't think of themselves as podcasters. They don't identify as podcasters. They just happen to podcast for their practice because it's the most efficient way to create marketing material, training material, and profitable relationships. So scrap the generic questions and start with ears, the ears of some very specific people. The ones you want to be heard and understood by. That might be patients or clients, prospective or existing. It might be the members of your team, existing or future. It could be referrers or partners. That's it. You don't need people to listen to your podcast. You only need those specific types. And you're not playing the popularity contest podcasters are playing. Your podcast is a communication tool that helps build your practice and clinic by building relationships through interviews or solo episodes like this one that you deploy in very specific ways. Most of my best-selling book, Narrow Podcasting, isn't about how to make a podcast. 90% of it is about what to do with it once it's been published. As a healthcare professional, you know your stuff. You don't need to search for ideas. That's one of the reasons I love working with my clients. So the most valuable way to think about positioning your podcast is to focus on the questions that come up, the moments people hesitate, and the parts that take longer to explain than perhaps they should. That's where a podcast for your practice creates a real asset value inside your business. For example, you might record something on what happens in a first appointment, or what someone needs to know about the possible effects of medication or the risks of a procedure. These are things you are already saying. You're just putting them somewhere they can be used again by you and by your team members without diluting the important message. Over time, those episodes start to get used. Someone listens before they come in. A team member goes back to something for clarification. A partner gets a clearer sense of how you work without needing a meeting. A referrer shares a specific episode with someone who has mentioned a result they're looking for that you can give them. And the next thing you know, your voice is in their head on an afternoon walk while you are at work or having an afternoon out with friends. That is when you'll notice it in your day-to-day. Fewer repeated explanations, clearer expectations, and conversations that already start in a better place. Covering everything in one single episode won't work. Just like I accept that 100% of the people who buy my book won't read it. Some will start it and won't finish it. Fewer will take action. And some of them become my clients. A handful of episodes is enough to begin with. That's why I work with my clients on a launch season to create a contained asset that supports their practice, clinic, or facility and gives them and their team valuable time back. From there, you can produce more episodes that align with your goals with a solid foundation in place. Positioning, in this sense, is simply deciding who this is for and keeping it close to the work you already do. It keeps things useful and manageable. In the next episode, we'll look at what to actually say and how to turn those everyday questions into something you can record without overthinking it. Thanks so much for listening. For more episodes, resources, and how this can be applied in your practice, including ways I can support you, head over to tobygoodman.com/thepractice.